You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. How important is it to you to get out and about in nature? Do you get the chance to go for a walk beneath the trees, down by the river, or even along the coastline? New research has revealed some of the barriers that face blind and partially sighted people in accessing green or blue spaces. Joining me now is Mark Upton, Chief Executive of My Vision Oxfordshire, who supported this research. Mark, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about the research project, why it was carried out and what you were hoping to find?
Yeah, so it was the research was carried out by funded by Natural England and Oxfordshire County Council, and sort of carried out by the Research Institute of Disabled Consumers, and surveyed a lot of blind and partially sighted people across the country to understand and get to understand what the barriers are that people face. I think we probably knew kind of anecdotally about some of the things people might face, but it really brought out obviously the issues people had. Accessing green spaces, which green spaces isn't necessarily a term we always use, but it means things like parks, recreation, nature reserves, you know, rivers, lakes, and that sort of thing. So, you know, spaces which lots of people would go to sort of for a walk or just to get out in nature. So that's sort of why it was commissioned and why they wanted to sort of get to know and get to understand some of those barriers so we could start to address them.
What were some of the key findings of the research you carried out? What were some of the barriers you were hearing people coming up against?
Yeah, so there's several key points in terms of the main barriers which people face. And first one being information about those green spaces. So understanding sort of where those spaces are, how you can access them, what facilities might be there. And I suspect a lot of, you know, I'm visually impaired myself, and I've, you know, many a time have walked down a road and found out that there's a park hidden down an alleyway which I could have gone into, which I wouldn't have known otherwise. You know, I think most sighted people probably rely on signage and looking at maps, but actually if you don't have that access, actually having that knowledge is a big thing. The other point was transportation, things like bus routes that don't go to these places. So getting a bus to, you know, a nature reserve is, you know, for some places doesn't exist. And another key one, which was really interesting, was about personal safety and the feeling of not being safe in some of these spaces. And I think that came down in the research, it came down to kind of the knowledge that the individual had of what was around, who might be around, and how to, you know, let's just say you're in a big park, how to actually, you know, where the nearest shop might be or person might be that you could go to if you need help or need assistance. And that was a concern for a lot of people. So it brought up some really kind of key findings, I think, which, you know, hopefully I think we will use individually as an organisation and, you know, in the wider sector to help address some of these problems.
And were the survey results a surprise, or is that the same experience that people involved with My Vision Oxfordshire have been talking to you about?
Yeah, I think we've certainly had an idea anecdotally. I'm not sure any other research of this size had been done to reveal these findings. So I think we knew anecdotally that people, you know, struggle to find out information. And we also know too well that buses don't always go where you want them to go. So that was a kind of a clear one. But actually, I think the key point is, you know, we might have known that anecdotally, but actually now, you know, the fact that this has been carried out by a local authority as well. So locally, you know, we can help influence policy and practice to say, look, this bus route now doesn't go to this particular location. How is anybody, you know, expected to go for a walk there or to, you know, have a day out there if they can't get to it? And that's a really key thing. You know, we've got evidence to say that that is a problem now. And actually people feel, because of that, people feel cut off.
And what will happen to the findings of the research? You've taken the results to Oxfordshire County Council. What's been their response?
A response from the council leader is very supportive of the information. We're working with the council and Natural England now for the next steps. So to actually practically implement some of these recommendations from the findings. One of the key recommendations, which, you know, we as a local sightless organisation have the power to do, is to set up walking groups. So one of the recommendations to have specific walking groups to access some of these spaces. So we're going to be piloting a walking group in the new year, focusing on a local area in Oxfordshire, and get that off the ground, and to help us get more people firstly accessing nature. You know, the goal for us is that people feel more confident and independent because of those groups, and that actually, if they're not accessing that space or not getting out to nature, by the end of, you know, certain amount of sessions, that actually they feel confident to access that space. So it won't necessarily just be a walk, it'll also be information gathering and sharing, and talking about, you know, other spaces and how they can access them. So that's a very much a practical thing. We'll then be looking to funding to roll that out across Oxfordshire, and then hopefully influence the sector as a whole to be doing more of these things. The other side of the coin is actually working, you know, with the policymakers. So, you know, we work closely with the councils about transport and you know, movement around the county. And actually, to be honest, most of the time that is practically looking at getting from A to B. But, you know, what this is showing is actually, you know, if we can get more people engaged with nature, you know, to get those bus routes, making sure they connect with the spaces, making sure that information is available in accessible formats and given to people in an accessible way, you know, making sure these things happen. You know, we know that the outcomes of accessing nature have a huge knock-on effect, both for mental, physical health, and ultimately help the council and the local, help the local authority and the NHS, you know, in terms of re-referrals to social services and medical appointments. We know that in the long run, if people have better health, mental and physical health outcomes, they're less likely to go back to these services, ultimately saving the local authority money.
What's your advice to blind and partially sighted people who are looking to increase their time in green and blue spaces, no matter where they are in the country?
Yeah, I think connecting with organised groups is really important. So whether it's done through your local sight loss organisation or whether it is a local ramblers group, there are lots of these walking groups sort of probably up around the country. I think get involved, get to know them. If they don't understand how to do sighted guiding, then try and connect with your local sight loss charity, try and connect with your rehab workers to teach them, to help them, because I think most people will really want to help, but sometimes they're obviously worried about that. And then influence, you know, I think, you know, a lot of our efforts are usually focused on sort of basic sort of needs, but actually things like accessing green space shouldn't be seen as a nice to have. It should be seen, you know, as essential. So when you are kind of talking to those in power, and those, you know, do bring up, you know, if you have issues accessing parks and recreational spaces, make sure they're aware. And that's really important, making sure they're aware. You might not get the solution straight away, but if we're not talking about it, then, you know, the local authorities aren't going to be considering it an issue.
And for people in and around Oxfordshire, how can we find out more about the work of My Vision Oxfordshire?
Yeah, get in touch. So you can follow us on all the social media platforms, at My Vision Ox. You can go to our website, which is just myvision.org.uk, or Google My Vision Oxfordshire. You give us a call on 01865 725 595. We're here to help in all sorts of ways. You know, we've got lots of social activities, lots of information, help people with their technology and also well-being support and emotional support. So we're always here to engage and connect.
Mark Upton, Chief Executive of My Vision Oxfordshire. Thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.